The tactic, divide and conquer. The answer, unify the divided, for it will drive out the enemies within. Eleanor Roosevelt rightly said, pit race against race, religion against religion, prejudice against prejudice, divide and conquer. She goes on, we must not let that happen here. Folks, in an unrelenting attempt by the media, corrupt politicians, and modern revisionists, indoctrinated teachers and professors, and at every given turn, are intentionally or unintentionally, inadvertently or advertently, attempting to divide America. It would be wise on the behalf of the American people to pull the curtain back on not only what the Bible says, but what the United States Constitution and what it is that the founding documents have within its pages. For example, look at over 100 different party affiliations, the Constitution Party, the Socialist Party, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Independent Party, the Libertarian Party, Green Party, Progressive Party, so on and so forth. Folks, there's even a legal marijuana party. Just think of that. I mean, as if to suggest that anyone that would like to recreate our Constitution by tearing it down and reinventing or redefining our American form of government can do so at will? Folks, that's ridiculous, and it's illegal. Do you not remember that John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, warned of this as the greatest political evil under our Constitution? He said, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. He goes on, this, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Why are we divided? We are a constitutional republic, friends. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. We are ruled by law, not party affiliation. And what President James Buchanan said concerning stability and where it comes from is important for you to know as well. He said, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. And when you go to James Wilson, United States founding father, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, a signer of the Constitution, and the original justice of the United States Supreme Court appointed by George Washington, he said, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistants. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. Now, crossing over into the church, it is interesting to note that hundreds of denominations are in the American church today. You have the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Anglicans, the Episcopalians, the Methodists. I mean, folks, you just can't make this stuff up. Why so much division? We are to follow Jesus Christ, not man and his doctrine and his divided denominations. The church is doing the same thing when it comes in all of its denominations, as the government is in all of its affiliations. I mean, speaking of the church, their interpretation of what God clearly said? They simply want to remove the cross and create a Jesus that looks just like them, rather than them acting like Jesus? I have one answer to both. And it reminds me of what Ephesians 4:14 has to say, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. What has happened? Well, man has created to his own demise something called deconstructionism. Well, what is that? It's a philosophical and critical movement starting back in the 1960s, and especially applied to the study of literature, that questions all traditional assumptions about the ability of language to represent reality and emphasizes that a text has no stable reference or identification because words essentially only refer to other words, and therefore a reader must approach text by eliminating any meta...
Here we go. Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to hit off a bunch of topics here, just showing you how you're being played. And I'm also going to show you some audio video here concerning, folks, how it is that they're poisoning your food. It's not just your air. It's not just your water. There is a whole plethora of new videos and reels coming through where they are highlighting the companies that are poisoning your food purposely, just so you know, okay? But we named the show People You're Being Played. Well, that just, you know, it's neither here nor there. Everybody knows that that's what's happening. What we have to do is we have to shut off the mainstream media, and we need to start doing our own due diligence as Scripture commands that we do. And in saying that, folks, that's the way that we're going to win the day here. And again, I just want to make sure that you all understand this show is not premised on gloom and doom. No, I'm highlighting what it is that's going on in your country. I'm giving you the constitutional answers as to how you're supposed to deal with them. And if you don't want to deal with them, then you don't have to. You know, and it's interesting that I say that because what I have pulled up in front of me right now is a maxim. And it's the maxim goes as obsta principius. And it's a maxim never to be forgotten. And it was James Otis Jr., one of the Sons of Liberty, that rightly stated, if we do not resist after the first attack, it may be too late. Did you hear what I said? If we do not resist at the first attack, it may soon be too late, said James Otis. It reminds me of the Merciful Captain, and I'm sure you've heard this. And if you haven't, you're going to hear it for the first time. What's interesting is there's a ship that kept attacking another ship, and one was the aggressor. The other one was a merciful captain, as he's been labeled. And so what happened is the aggressor came over and shot at his ship, and, well, he missed. And the merciful ship, he just looked at him and said, you know what, you're forgiven. You can go ahead and do what you want to do, but just, you know, please leave us alone. And so the aggressor went away. Soon enough, the aggressor comes right back to assail him again, takes another shot at the ship, and hopes to sink the ship of the merciful captain. Well, what does the merciful captain do? Does he respond? Does he resist? Does he prepare for war that he might understand what real peace is all about? Absolutely not. He looks at the aggressor and says, oh, okay, you're forgiven. You know what? Maybe that guy needs, here, this is the voice of the American people. Maybe that guy just needs to resign. Maybe he just needs to resign from office for the crimes that he's committing. Isn't that insane? Well, that's like the merciful captain, and that is the representation of the American people. Well, the second time the merciful captain looked at the aggressor, and he said, you know what? Go ahead. I forgive you, he said. Unscriptural though it is, he offers him forgiveness to an unrepentant aggressor. And so the third time he comes around again, and sure enough, here he comes, just like corrupt politicians, comes around for the third time, aims at the merciful captain, and he hits him bullseye right in the center of the merciful captain's ship, and he sinks it and all those that were aboard. Now, doesn't that sound like the American people and their version of mercy, not understanding judgment? And Scripture tells us clearly that evil men understand not judgment. And why is that? Well, what precedes that in Proverbs 28 is just this. Those that forsake God's moral law, his government, they forsake their own mercies. But such as keep it, contend with them. You know, my son yesterday, I said to him, so what did you read yesterday? And he said, Dad, I read Jonah. I said, what does Jonah 2:8 say? He goes, I don't know. I said, well, get your Bible and read it, and I'll tell you what it says. Because the Bible is written in my heart. We're written epistles for all men to read. And he says, what does it say? I said, I don't know. What does it say? He said, those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. In other words, those that just act as if this isn't happening, this isn't legitimate, friends, soon enough, that bubble of deception's gonna pop and you are gonna face a hard, hard reality. It would be wise and prudent on our part to go back to our forefathers and understand what it is that they taught us, because nobody understood tyranny and dictatorships, aristocrats, the list goes on, more than our forefathers did. And if our forefathers tell us, if we do not resist at the first attack, it may soon be too late. How does that coincide with what we're talking about here in America today? Folks, you've been attacked 1,000 times. You've been attacked by the corrupt within the halls of government, working on the behalf of foreign powers, playing the Judases and betraying you with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. What happens if you don't respond? Well, if you don't respond, your ship is going to sink in all that are aboard. So you can rest assured, friends, that's exactly where we're at today. And why is that? Because you did not resist at the first attack. You did not hold them accountable for the crimes that they're guilty of committing. And you all the well know that they're guilty of committing, friends. You only add strength to tyranny. And that's exactly why they're going to up and assail you again and again and again. And you can rest assured, say they, because they're already forecasting another crisis, America. Just like I told you during the crisis, the one that they created, Jeremiah 11:9, I told you after that they were going to show you that they're going to do it again. And it's exactly what they're doing today. Bill Gates is out there talking about how he's going to get at you again, talking about another pandemic, how it's going to roll out. And then what's going to happen is the American people are going to sit back and say, is this legitimate? Is this real? Should we really obey Billy Gates, the madman? No, instead of bringing in the justice, what do the people do? The one dictates over the billions in doing what? The biddings of the madman rather than obedience to Christ. And therein lies the problem with America. With that said, friends, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can go ahead and check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that channel. Also, check out our schedule. We're pretty much booked up at this point. Check out our schedule. That's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And also, check out our store. And also, consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Because without you, as you hear every commercial break, friends, here, we do not have sponsors. So therefore, we don't have a golden calf. So without you, we can't stay out there. We can't stay on the offensive doing what it is that we do according to the Word of God. If you also want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And one more thing with solmedia.com.
is we have contributors from all over the country that contribute to that site that are in the culture war, fighting the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12 on the behalf of the American people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're going to kick it off right on the other side of this quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Branster with the American Policy Center. And we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got to move here. If you want to call in, please do. The number is 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? It is a terrible place to be when your brains are in the media-minded, useful idiots, Mockingbird Media's heads, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And 81% of you agree with me, by the way. It's probably higher than that. Ah, if only people would practice what they preach, right? Romans 1:16, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. They say one thing, but they do the opposite. Matthew 23, verse 3 as well. Yesterday, I'd highlighted this. Daily Caller highlighted modern-day Israel to host largest pride festival in Middle East history. Folks, that is called daring the justice of God. This is called spitting against heaven, and you can rest assured they are going to fall on their own back.
Look at what took place concerning the flood, and the purpose of the flood was because of the wickedness of man. We see the perversion here, Genesis 9:12. On top of that, friends, I think it's important for people to understand the Lord said he wasn't going to bring a flood ever again, right? No, he said next time he judges, it's going to be by fire. And that's exactly what they're doing, friends. They're procuring judgment upon themselves. I don't know if you're aware of this or not as well, but friends, you know that the Zionists are the ones that are responsible for trying to demoralize the people on a worldwide basis. And when it comes to America, they pull the strings in Hollywood. They pull the strings in the mainstream media, all the networks. You do know that, right? That's why they brag about running 92% of the narrative. That's why they're censoring guys like me and the American people are letting them do it. Yeah, I just wanted to make clear we all understood who's behind this. It's the Zionists, okay? It's the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 3:9, 2:9, Romans 2:28, 2:29. Read the interaction between Jesus and those that claim to be the chosen of God in John 8:44. And read it slowly so you can understand that what I'm telling you is exactly what's going on here. Also consider, friends, that did you know that the gay porn sites, like Pornhub, do you know that they're actually run, owned, and operated by rabbis? Just wanted to make clear, not being facetious, did you know that? They're run by Zionist rabbis. They hate Christ, friends. They're abominable, right? Did you also know that 97% of all gay porn comes out of Tel Aviv? They want you to believe that they're God's chosen. No, they're not God's chosen. They're the devil's chosen. Well, yesterday I'd highlighted the fact that a certain video where two men dressed as women were adopting little babies here in America. And then I also showed you the outcome of what many of these men that are doing to their adopted children. They're sodomizing them. They're abusing them. They're murdering them. Oh, there's folks, it just comes with the territory. This is why the Lord calls it an abomination. And the consequence of that, it's better for them to take a millstone, wrap it around their own throats and necks and cast themselves into the sea. That is the consequence for such people. It's better for them not to be born in many cases, friends, concerning what it is that they do to these little ones. But I wanted to highlight this one as well, because I don't know if you're aware of this, and I am leading up to something brand new here, friends, but the Daily Mail reported adoptive gay couple charged with sodomizing their adopted sons also pimped them out to local men and sent out videos of them raping the boys. Full horror of mysteriously wealthy couples' sordid lives revealed in jaw-dropping comments. Now, I just want to tell you, I can feel this. And when I'm telling you this, my heart goes out to these little people. And again, I want to say this. This is something I will not tolerate. I want you to understand, friends, I would happily give my lives for these little people. And what I'm talking about, it's bad enough that they're already adopted out. They don't know who their real parents are. And praise God for parents that will pick up these kids that are well-intended parents to take on the adoption and go through the process to adopt these children. I know some of these families, and I'm telling you what, friends, these parents are as special as the kids are. They really, truly are. But when we're seeing sodomites, the very individuals that our laws condemn, folks, your courts are the ones that are advocating these crimes. The Zionists is where this is coming from, advocating for these crimes against children. You also need to understand the Supreme Court. You have none other than Alina Kagan, who is a queer, she calls herself. She was appointed to Harvard, and the whole purpose she was appointed to Harvard was to queerify Harvard College. And again, I'm saying that for the purpose that everybody understands what's going on. You also do understand, friends, that they're condemning themselves and they're not discovering God's law and applying it. No, what they're doing is discovering God's law and throwing it, casting it behind their backs and advocating for what the Lord condemns. That is not a good place to put yourself, 345 million accomplices that tolerate the crimes of such individuals. Roberts is also another sodomite supporter. He's the chief justice. He's the chief injustice. Also keep in mind those black robe those tyrants, not a one of them were voted in by the people. They were appointed. okay? But I'm saying that because I want you to understand the horrificness of what I'm going to share with you next. One little boy here is in 2019. His name is Zulak, and his brother with him. And they're looking at the ocean together, holding each other's hands, because that's all they have is each other. Folks, Zachary Zulak and his husband, William, are now in jail on sex abuse charges concerning these two little people. Not only did they rape them, their sons, police say they offered them to other men. They also sent videos of the abuse to 12 other people, arrest documents claim. A mysteriously wealthy gay couple from Atlanta who have also been charged with sodomizing their adopted sons and also pimped them out to other local men, disturbing new documents revealed. I want you to remember, friends, this is your said representative government that are giving these kids to these monsters. You're allowing them to overthrow the very laws that God has commanded us to enforce. Zachary Zulak and his husband, this is how sick it is, William Dale Zulak Jr., were once the darlings, and you'll always see this, of the LGBTQC in Georgia. They were the LGBTQ scene darlings of Georgia. Zachary worked for a local bank branch while William worked for a local government customer service center, but somehow the couple were raising and raking in $7,500 a week. How did they do that, friends? They were pimping out their little adopted sons. I'm telling you, friends, people are not going to put up with this. People are not going to put up with this. They also built their dream home in an area where similar properties sell for $900,000. Friends and relatives are at a loss over how much money that they have made. They shouldn't be. And folks, I'll tell you this too. You can almost rest assured. You do know that foster care and CPS are the ones that are ripping off with the help of the corrupt judges that are now being found out as pedophiles as well. You do understand they're the ones that are stealing the kids from the families to give to such monsters as these so they can sell the kids to other wealthy individuals that are interconnected with these judges, with these CPS agents and these foster agencies. You do understand it's all interconnected, okay? This isn't just happening by chance. It's interesting that I'm saying that because I've been going through the book of Amos again, the burden bearer, and it's interesting that the Lord would say, I will not pass by them anymore. And he said that he was going to judge them. And you know who he is talking about? Outside of the priests of the day, first and foremost. You know who he is talking about, friends? He was talking about judging those individuals that made their wealth through unjust means. You better understand, bad guys, your days are coming to a close in Jesus' name. On this earth, not in the next, on this earth, in this time, because it's just a matter of time before somebody gets a hold of you. I don't care what any judge says. I don't care what any organization has to say. That's love in defense of those little kids by condemning those that are using them for gain. I'll end with this. In August, the pair admitted a range of heinous sexual crimes against these two little boys, including rape and forcing their young sons to perform oral sex on them after a midnight raid on their homes during which one of the adults was hauled naked from the house. I want to say this for all of you guys out there that are doing your job and you're upholding the law in obedience to the living God. I just want to tell you, I thank God for every single one of you. For you judges that are doing your job, I thank God for every one of you. For you police officers that are doing your job and condemning these jokers, I appreciate you. Just wanted to tell you that we appreciate you. Coming right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, This is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to keep rolling here. I just highlighted during the last segment these two little boys that were being pimped out by their, what they called, a married couple, say at the state. Isn't it interesting? There's lines between church and state, except when it applies to them. But I just want to tell you, lines between church and state isn't there. I'm going to get to that in just a couple of minutes there. There is an erected wall barring them from the things that they're doing. Folks, the roles are completely backwards. Isaiah 59, judgment has been turned backwards. But I just want to show you this because we have a guy here, James Lewis Spencer III, 24. Spencer stands accused of the calculated murder of Sean Connery Showers, 37, whose body was discovered in a ditch in Houston in May 2023. After a month-long investigation, Spencer was apprehended in early 2024 and formally charged with first-degree murder. Why?
Well, according to Houston police and court documents, Spencer utilized a diabolical cunning plan to target showers. Investigators allege that Spencer used a mobile app to track sexual offenders and then posed as a minor online to lure showers to a physical meeting. And when showers arrived at the designated location, Spencer reportedly shot him multiple times from a vehicle before fleeing. During the police questioning, Spencer, listen carefully, Spencer allegedly admitted to the killing, stating that if law enforcement wasn't going to do anything, he would take matters into his own hands. Boy, that's getting real popular, isn't it? Oh, it's absolutely getting more popular. And guess what, friends? The American people have every right in the world to do what it is that the courts fail to do. Do you realize that when the government fails to magnify the law, that they lose credibility day in and day out? It weakens them. It doesn't strengthen them. And it should strengthen the American people against them to right the wrongs that they fail to right. We have to right them, friends. Again, there are representatives. Again, they work for us, friends, and that includes the just are the unjust when it comes to the sitting judges. Now, if you look at Article 3, Section 1, the clearly says in the Constitution that judges sit during good behavior. What happens if they fail to sit during good behavior? You impeach them just like anybody else from the president all the way down. Article 2, Section 4, you also prosecute them for their crimes. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So I just want to make clear, friends, vigilante justice is on the rise. And it's interesting, those that are actually taking justice in their own hands, you know what's crazy about all that? Americans, you probably don't know this, but did you know that the courts are actually harder on those that bring forth the justice that they failed to bring than the criminals and perpetrators themselves? They're not hiding, folks, how guilty they are. Did you hear what I said? They're harder on those that actually bring the justice that they failed to bring. They give them harsher sentences in jail. For why? Well, because they want to make clear that they're in charge. But friends, you have to make clear that you're in charge and they work for you and they uphold the law. And no, we're not here to put up a revolving door with the incorrection system that they put in called the injustice system. People are tired of it. They're just absolutely tired of it, and so am I. Let me go back to this. I highlighted this yesterday. I'm going to make a point with this. Here are the young people, and I'm going to show you people how you are being played in a big, big way. Listen to this. I don't know why that does that, friends, but they got a new system set up now where you got to click it twice.
White House correspondent dinner, that wasn't a false flag. I know that his name was searched up in Israel.
He's talking about the alleged shooter at the D.C. get-together, okay? Again, all played out. Americans, you're being played. Listen carefully.
Several times before it happened, but that doesn't matter. I know that there's pictures of him in an IDF sweatshirt, but obviously, like, there's no ties to Mossad, right? He just likes wearing the clothes. I know that Trump is texting his reporters telling them to come home because he's going to be bombing Iran this week. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean anything about the shooter. And I know that our greatest actress, I mean, politician, I mean, company owner, slash demon Erica Kirk was, you know, putting her tear eye drops in and running away. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean this was fake. And I know that, you know, whenever they were doing interviews and said there was gonna be shots fired tonight, that they weren't talking about the real shots. I mean, that was just, you know, a figure of word.
This speech tonight will be classic Donald J. Trump. It'll be funny, it'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired tonight in the room. So everyone should tune in. It's gonna be really great. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
We should all know this totally wasn't a false flag. We're totally not red-pilled goyim who know exactly what's going on in the world and can see all this stuff happening. I mean,
he's being facetious, friends. He's telling you we see exactly what's going on here. Now, for those that didn't know, and to further solidify my point in sharing with you as to how you are being played by these same people, folks, first of all, let me ask you a couple questions. How many crises have they been guilty of creating that you know of? Did you say every one? That's what I thought you said, Jeremiah 11:9. That's what I thought you said. You're pretty close to being right. Let me ask you another question. How many false flags have they been responsible for? Oh, did you say every one of them? No, no, you're pretty close. Almost every one of them. You're exactly right. Are you talking about like the Oklahoma City bombing? Are you talking about like the Waco, Texas burning where the government murdered all those innocent people? Are you talking about Ruby Ridge? Are you talking about these crises that are created? Are you talking about September 11th? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know what? You're right. You're right. Folks, how long are you going to play the fool to those that are pulling the strings? How long? Why do you say that? Usha Vance started a video with the WHCD shooter, right? Alleged shooter, Cole Thomas, in 2017. Now, what are the chances that this alleged shooter did a video back in 2017 with this alleged shooter in Usha Vance? What's the possibilities? How could they possibly know each other?
Suspect Cole Allen,
here, just let's go ahead and take a look.
Jamie Vance's wife were actually in a video in a competition together in 2017, and it was in the news. What is happening? Look at this video. You're going to see both in there. This is at this tech conference where they're trying to get funding. Just look.
College student Cole Allen developed a prototype.
It's just a commercial with this alleged shooter in it. Wow.
This is interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. Boy, it's interesting how they're always interconnected.
You'll see Usha.
Offered a test run on products.
Wow. Had
the potential to enrich the
what a, there she is. What a coincidence.
You'll see her?
How much of a coincidence is this? Is
it exactly. How much of a coincidence is this, people? Let me say it this way. How stupid are you really to believe any of this nonsense? I'm just asking because it's not just the American people that see right through this. Folks, it's almost getting to the point where it's comical, but I want to tell you something. Don't go there, because what you're dealing with is a very dangerous, arrogant people. That's what you're dealing with, okay? Let's go over to this guy. Former CIA officer Larry Johnson confirms that Trump hotel shooting was completely staged. Who would know better than him? Or how about Kevin Shipp? Oh, if that's not good enough, how about John Stockton, who said that the whole purpose of the CIA is to destabilize countries and governments? Wasn't it none other than Barack Hussein Obama, you know, the firstborn Kenyan president here in America? Oops, forgot about that, right? Yeah, I thought you did, because the conservatives didn't want to address it. Remember that? Yesterday's liberals just want to make clear Matthew 5:13. But what I do want you to catch, friends, is the fact that you have the CIA telling you that this is completely staged.
Thank you for the chance to chat. The story stinks to high heaven. Let me explain some of the issues.
Talking about the alleged shooter.
Let me emphasize, this is not just my opinion. I've got a buddy who ran Reagan's security detail after Reagan was shot. Experienced Secret Service officer. He actually set up the training protocols that Secret Service is supposed to adhere to, which they are no longer following. Now, let me emphasize that. So the first thing that caught my eye, the first person that's taken off the stage. So you got gunfire outside of the ballroom. It's not inside the ballroom. The first person to be taken off stage was J.D. Vance. And I look at it and go, what in God's name is going on? The protocol, the standard, the requirement is the president. Get the president. Everybody else can die. The president, that's who you save. That's what Secret Service is supposed to be trained to do. They didn't do that. They take off J.D. Vance. So you're going, okay, what's going on? Trump initially, you know, everybody else is ducking behind tables. He's sitting there calmly looking around like, did he know this was going to happen? Was this staged? Mm. I believe it was staged.
Okay, so we have the CIA telling you it was staged. Friends, did you see the videos of this? It was absolutely embarrassing. I'm talking about embarrassing for anybody that would actually believe the narrative. That's how bad it was. Just like the ear narrative. For anybody to believe that, are you kidding me? 1 week later, you have detectives telling you it never happened, but somehow or another, because the media that you say you don't believe said it, therefore it must be true.
I mean, after all, our presidents would never lie to us. Somebody's saying something about Obama right now on live chat. I just want to make clear that I played the video several times that Barack Obama went over to Kenya and bragged about being the first Kenyan president. Okay, he said it. Okay, Michael, who, by the way, Barack Obama called his wife Michael three times publicly, just so you know. Michael also came out and admitted to be a trans man. We played that video for you. So if you didn't see it, it doesn't make it so. We played the video several times. We solidify the points that we're making. The point that I was making with Obama is, remember, he was the one that said, we just want to get so much misinformation out there, which he passed in 2013, as if to suggest that that's lawful somehow. Well, folks, if you're going to buy it, then you deserve exactly what you just bought. Another PSYOP. Be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so final segment. I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you. If you want to call in, now's the time. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to hit off on a couple videos here, audios for you. I can literally have a three-hour show and play clip after clip after clip after clip. Now listen to me carefully. You know, all these outlets, these food outlets, we travel all the time. So everywhere we go, there's a Burger King, there's a McDonald's, there's a Dairy Queen, There's a Culver's. I mean, the list goes on. All the popular, there's a Chick-fil-A, which is no better than the rest of them. They're all owned. They're all under the control of the same distributors and corporations. You all know that, right? They just name and they have different variations, or should I say variations of different assortments of what type of restaurants, like a hamburger joint, an Italian restaurant, you get the point, or a hot dog restaurant like Nathan's, whatever the case might be in Florida. You have to understand, folks, they have control of your food. Now, I highlighted one of the things at the beginning of the show, how they're playing you. Well, that's one of the ways that they're playing you. And you already know that they're spraying chemicals down on the people. And it's actually, it's causing people to go senile. And their chemicals, and folks, it's not by chance this is happening. You see it every day. And some people will say, well, how can you verify that? Well, because the way that I verify that, the way that I have 100 times in the past, if you're new here, is the fact that many states, there's 24 states right now that are actually stating they're bringing forth a bill to put a stop to it concerning no more chemtrails in the air. Well, you know what's interesting about that? We don't need a bill because they never had the right to do it in the first place. They're violating the law. Therefore, that's all you have to do is not to create a bill, but to enforce the law that's already there to condemn them and their crimes. They don't have a right to spray chemicals down on us people. Geoengineering is what it's called, chemtrails. Now, also keep in mind, it's your food, your water, your candy. It's anything and everything that you eat or drink, friends, and breathe, they are poisoning it. And I just want to play three videos here just to kind of give you some variables. And again, as I said, I could spend 3 hours playing video after video concerning so many foods that you think are even okay for you when in fact they're not at all. You're being poisoned on purpose. Check this out. Okay, so we got another one of these. For some reason, they put a gauge on them now, folks, so you got to refresh them. Listen to this.
Window cleaner have in common. Laboratory analysis.
Okay, so they're talking about window cleaners and M&Ms, okay?
The candy is colored with fossil fuel colorants originally developed for industrial use.
This ADHD shell is what you feed your kids every day.
Yes, it is.
Single M&M delivers over 17 chemical stabilizers. The shell is a petrochemical lacquer built from artificial dyes, heat-hardened in rotating drums, until it can survive for years. The chocolate center is worse, lubed with modified lipid fractions, forcing cocoa into a mold-controlled mass that gradually thins the gut's protective lining. Even Skittles were cleaner.
Yep.
M&M's scanned for heavy metal presence with
17
UPF mark.
I've said it before, and I'll say it till the day that I die. You need to get all of this stuff out of your house. You need to stop eating it, and you need to stop letting your kids eat it.
Okay, so there's one video. That was M&M's. And again, I said, I literally, when I'm saying this, I'm not kidding at all. I could spend 3 hours highlighting video after video. Listen to this.
Make a disgusting discovery when they're feeding their young children.
I pick up the bottle and hold it in the light, and I see worms, like, inching
baby
up.
Food.
And we poured it down the drain, and we saw maggots on it.
Tonight, we uncover that the baby formula used by both of those moms were from different companies.
Well, 41 Action News reporter Dia Wall went to get
so
answers.
So they're poisoning your babies.
Yeah, Mike and Rhiannon, tonight we're talking
about
not
getting
two
them
babies
vaccinated to murder them.
One story. When they made bottles using powdered formula, they found worms inside.
You guys are not going to believe this. I found worms.
Worms in the baby's formula.
Helen Williamson says they came from this can of Nutramigen, the formula she uses to feed her infant daughter.
Happened to glance over at the bottle and saw, you know,
Similac
waves.
As well, formaldehyde, friends.
And I pick up the bottle and hold it in the light, and I see worms, like, inching up.
She stopped.
It was a brand new bottle. It was sitting in the cupboard, but I still cleaned it out, you know, soap, water.
So she recorded this video as a warning to other moms.
Floating around in there.
But her story isn't unique. Taylor Seiler had a similar experience with Similac.
2 ounces down, I noticed the worms, and I was like, oh, that's great.
I mean, folks, Similac, I don't know if you're aware of this. We knew this years ago. Even when I was in the rock and roll world, Similac has formaldehyde in it. Cancer-causing elements. In other words, if they can't get a needle to basically give your kid a jab, 6 of them right out of the gate, I'm not being funny, right, to poison your child and murder your child, to maim your child. Folks, that's the side effects. No one's going to tell us otherwise. Then they get them by putting it into the foods. They're poisoning the baby food. And this should come as no surprise to a country that allows the government to murder its own children, neither, because that's the curse that the American people have reaped. Now, I want to bring you over to another one, and this is kind of an odd one, but it goes to brand new cars. And you know what? Just for the sake of not going there right now, I'm gonna hold up on that because it's kind of a different facet, a different topic. But I do want to cover something that we were talking about yesterday. I didn't mean to cut that off on purpose. Like I said, I could pull up video after video concerning your milk, how literally tens of thousands of new chemicals have been added to your food supply. Also, the milk that you drink here, friends, I don't know if you're aware of this or not. The milk that you drink in America is actually banned in 30 different countries. McDonald's has its own story to tell. We've known that for a long time. Why anybody goes to those places, I have no idea. It's like a mouse going into a trap, literally, when you eat at those fast food restaurants. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. And like I said earlier, a lot of the things that have been sold to us as being healthy, they're not healthy at all. And folks, even if you even go to vitamins, did you know that they're poisoning your vitamins? And this is also the same government that has no lawful authority to shut down farmers, but for some reason they're zeroing in on the farmers so they can't raise their own cattle. They can't milk their own cows. They can't have their own gardens. Why is that, friends? This is the same government that you're tolerating, friends, that's playing you and lying to you and trying to control every facet of your life, that's now trying to steal away your right to bear arms. And remember, your rights are not taken away. They are forfeited. You have to fight for your rights. 1 Timothy 6:12. Friends, one of the things that I wanted to highlight, well, you guys already know that Danbury Baptist back in 1802, they were asked the question of the famous quote that you've heard from the ACLU, separation of church and state. Well, guess what? That's not what it is. And what's become familiar to the American people, because I was bringing this up yesterday, is just that question. And there was an exchange of letters between Thomas Jefferson and the Baptist Association of Danbury, Connecticut, shortly after Jefferson became the president. I just want to educate you on something here. The Baptist wrote a letter of praise to Jefferson, letting him know their happiness that he was now the president. And in the same letter, they also expressed to Jefferson their grave concern over the entire concept of the First Amendment, including its guarantee for the free exercise of Christianity under its various denominations. Therefore, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Danbury Baptists a letter, ensuring them that they had no intention of allowing the government to limit, restrict, regulate, or interfere with public religious practices. He believed, along with the other founders, that the First Amendment had been enacted only to prevent the federal establishment of a national denomination. If you want to know who the ecumenical preachers are, friends, they're the popular ones. There's not a greater ecumenical preacher, a oneness preacher, than that of Billy and Franklin Graham. I don't know if you're aware of that, but now you're aware. They're not your friends. They are false prophets. They're stand-ins. They've been installed. They're the baser sort. They're there to defend the president concerning his crimes against God and mankind, and that's exactly the fruit of the Grahams. Now, also consider this concerning the lines between church and state. It's found nowhere in the Declaration of Independence, just the opposite. It's found not in the Declaration, just the exact opposite. It's not found in the Bill of Rights, it's just the exact opposite. But somehow or another, the American people have taken it on to be, well, the media said so. No, nonsense. It doesn't exist. Again, we have in guarantee of free exercise of Christianity under its various denominations. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Danbury Baptist, again ensuring them that he had no intention of allowing the government to limit, restrict, regulate, or interfere with religious practices. He again believed, along with the other founders, that the First Amendment had been enacted to prevent the federal establishment of a national denomination, and that man had natural rights. That extract, friends, is directly from Scripture. By definition, natural rights was a legal term. I'm going to finish this. Natural rights was a legal term, friends, used in stating that which the books of law and the gospel do pertain. and contain. So clearly Jefferson understood the source of America's inalienable, they can't be taken away, rights that had been doubted whether America could survive if we ever lost that knowledge. He queried, and the liberties of a nation be brought or thought secure if we have lost our only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift of God. Love you by what we do.